Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion podcast. Now, if it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you've been to this podcast before, welcome back. We're so glad to have you. We're excited. Of course, this has been a day that's been wonderful. We're at the end of the day. We usually start the podcast in the beginning of the day. Yet today is a little different. And we know, because we believe in God over here, that's one of the things that we believe in. And we always share that with you. And we base everything we do on the written word of God. Again, I say welcome. Now, just to tell you a little bit about what you can expect when you come to this podcast. You can always expect a word of encouragement whenever you come here, because that's what we do. Our lane is encouragement, so you can always expect a word of encouragement whenever you come to this podcast. And what we expect from you is that you share the podcast. Let someone know that we're here. Let them know what you receive from the podcast and show them how to get here. That's what we expect from you. Now, if you want to communicate with us, we do have an email address, gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Now, you heard us say, or you heard me say initially, that we base everything we do here on the written word of God. I do. And there's a tool I use. It's called BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. We don't want you to just take our word for what we're saying about the word of God. We want you to read it for yourself. So if you go to that website, and we use that pretty much every day, several times a day. And the last time we used it, it was free. You'll find many translations of the Bible. You can just pick the one that's easiest for you, and that will be helpful. So, again, welcome. You know what you can expect. We've explained what we expect and a way for you to communicate with us. Now, we do want to hear from you, so please let us know. Many of you, we said we believe in God, and that's me. I believe in God. I do. And the reason why I do is because it works for me. I'm living in the beginning, walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. So I've learned that I need God. I do. And I tell you, it's just so rewarding and wonderful. Every day of my life gets much more exciting and just easier. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he died for me on the cross, was buried in the grave, and then rose from the grave on my behalf for my justification. And I know what that means for me. And I know that I can expect some things as a result of that. And it's given my life much more joy and peace. And I have more confidence. I have a better quality of life as a result of believing in God. As I said, I base everything on scripture. So if you ever want those scriptures, you can just email me and, you know, leave me a message, a good time to contact you, and we'll respect each other, and we'll work something out. We have access to conference lines, you know, if we need to talk, or if you want prayer, or just email us and let us know what it is that you desire, and we can work something out. So, in just seeking the Lord to see what I should share with you this week, I believe the Lord said, transformation is miraculous. And I truly am grateful for grace. I am. Grace. Oh, God's grace. His abundant grace. His unmerited favor in my life. the unmerited divine assistance that I receive from God, me personally, because I'm going to be sharing things with you that I personally experienced. I'm not telling you about things that someone has told me about. I'm telling you and sharing with you things that have worked for me in my life, that have maintained joy in my life, that have strengthened me through situations and circumstances of life that are common to mankind. If you search this podcast library, you'll find a number of episodes, and I suggest you listen as often as you want. They build on each other. But you'll find a lot of my experiences there I share. And if you look at the title of the episode, that's how the Lord showed me to express it for the purpose of sharing it through the podcast. So they build on each other. I can't cover every detail in each episode, but just listen to them as often as you want, and I'm sure you'll find and see and be able to hear how they build. So, again, this week I believe I'm to share transformation is miraculous. In other words, it's a miracle. Transformed. See, I believe as I focus on Jesus Christ, hold him as a center of my attention, that I draw close to him and I get to learn about him, which means I get to learn what my benefits are. He said he loads me with benefits daily. He said he provides all of my need according to his riches and glory. He said in another place that he came back and told his disciples after he rose that all power was in his hands. And if you read the word of God, you'll find there are scriptures to let us know he has the highest name in heaven and earth. Everything belongs to him. So in view of that fact, since he laid his life down for me and you, if you choose to believe and accept it, because he said in another place, according to our faith, be it unto us. When we believe and choose to accept his word in our life, and when we focus on him, no matter what's going on in our life, I mean in our moments when we think we're the strongest and in our moments when we know we're not necessarily feeling strength, if we focus on him, that's when the transformation takes place. It's just an effortless transformation. It is. It's just something we receive. The change takes place. We draw close to him because we can see him as he is. And as we stop resisting and just allow him to flow in our lives, we allow him to just come in and shepherd our lives. We allow that, we become mirrors and we reflect him as he is. The Bible tells us in another place that we are as he is in this world. So everything he is, we are. So therefore, I can say I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the transformed of the Lord. I can say that, as Jesus is in this world. I am wise because it tells me in another place that he has become for me wisdom and righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So, and I'm grateful for the grace, for that unmerited favor. I'm grateful for the virtue that comes from God in his perfect timing. I'm grateful that it's something that he has given me. He said that his grace, his divine favor is sufficient. His strength is made perfect in weakness. And I know that, you know, God is all there is. I can't make God any bigger. I can allow him to have more room in me. Therefore, I become strong because he said I could. That virtue, which comes from God in his perfect timing, causes me to be the righteousness of God in Christ, causes me to be right with God. I understand that. and its unmerited divine assistance for my regeneration and for my sanctification. He's the one that set me aside. He's the one that chose me and created me, formed me from the dust of the ground, breathed the breath of life in me, and I can count him faithful. I don't know about you, but as I continue to walk through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade, I know I need him. I know that I can count on him. I'm experiencing the transformation. I know some days I wake up and I feel great, and then some days I wake up knowing I'm going to need more strength and more power and more anointing. And when I focus on him, no matter what the situation, and the only things that occur to us, happen with us, are things that are common to mankind. Just life. Things that are common to mankind. And whatever we need to be able to endure, whatever we need to be able to enjoy, we get that through divine assistance, favor from God. We receive mercy when we need mercy. We receive pardon. We have privilege. We get special favor and his kindness. Some days I know that, Lord, you know, I just need to feel your love right about now. I need to feel your love. Because, you know, you can't always count on even your natural family. With your natural family, sometimes you don't feel as loved as you would like to. I know when you look at the social media platforms, you got to understand everybody's on their best behavior there. That's why they're putting it out there. You know, though, just looking at your own life from your personal experiences, there are days when you could use more strength. And the benefit of knowing who the Lord is, of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, is that I can always count him faithful. Whatever I am not, I know he is. Whatever I need, I can rest in that, knowing that he can't lie. He said he would supply all of my need according to his riches and glory. And I know everything belongs to him. And if it's according to his riches, I know there's a more than abundant overflow supply. I know he can't run out. I know that no matter how he blesses and takes care of everything else in his creation, he always is a God of more than enough for me. And I'm seeing that in various situations in my life, because I can see him as he is. Therefore, I'm transformed into his very image as I move from one level of glory to another, one level of honor to another. He knows exactly what I need. He knows me. He knows you. And it's wonderful. I'm grateful for the grace. I am grateful for the unmerited divine assistance from God, the virtue that comes from God in his perfect timing. I'm enjoying the sanctification through divine assistance and favor that I receive from him. The privilege. I can see the privilege and the favor in my life, especially during those moments of what I would deem to be lesser strength. I can just give it to him. Whatever the care is, whatever would concern me, he told me, every care, cast it to him. Just give it to him right away. Release it to him. And the transformation is miraculous, because you can sense it. You know, you can discern it. It's wonderful. He transforms us when we just think on him. And another signpost revealed to me that thinking on him is just a matter of just holding him in our remembrance. Just saying thank you. Thank you. Being grateful. Being grateful for the grace. He said his grace is sufficient. That means that no matter what the need, His grace is all sufficient. It'll fulfill the need. That's what He promised. He said His word is immutable. It cannot be reversed. In another place, He assures us, letting us know that He watches over His word to perform it. He has sent His word to us. It's performing in our lives. That's how we are transformed. Transformation is miraculous. It's a miracle. It's how God works in our lives through divine intervention. It's wonderful. It is wonderful. It's unearned. It's not merited. We can't achieve it. You can't pay for it. All you can do is allow it. Allow it. And the more you allow it, the more you receive, the more you focus on Him. We have to do it willingly. It's according to our faith. He will not violate our free will. He won't do that. He allows us to choose Him. But as we choose Him, we're transformed when we focus on Him. When we see Him, invite Him into every situation in our life, we will learn the miracle of transformation. We will learn the gratefulness that we have for grace. We will learn what unmerited divine favor is. We will learn how to just allow divine assistance. We will learn that we have mercy from Him and we've been pardoned, and we do have special favor from Him. Special favor from Him. And His kindness, His love, His heart toward us is only good. Therefore, we are grateful for grace. The transformation is miraculous. In Jesus' name, amen.